It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, November 2nd, 2020. On this date in 1783, General George Washington assembled the troops under his command at the end of the Revolutionary War to tell them that since the war was over, it was time for him and them to go home. Washington delivered many farewells in his time to his troops, to the officers with whom he had served, as president of the Constitutional Convention, and as president of the United States. Acutely aware that his every move, word, and decision would be judged by posterity, Washington set masterful examples for today's leaders on how to step aside. While not a shrewd strategist, Washington's leadership was unequaled, and his wartime leadership foreshadowed his approach to leading in peacetime. He was a keen judge of talent, recruiting capable officers and then trusting those under his immediate command to do the job. He was practical, harboring no illusions about the ragtag army he commanded, and understanding America's best hope for winning the war was outlasting the British. And he always acted on principle, dismantling internal uprisings by appealing to a higher purpose, and executing British spies and American deserters with equal dispatch. With the war successfully concluded, word of the treaty ratified in Paris reached the colonies in early November 1783. Washington was eager to resign his commission and return home. On November 2nd, near Princeton, New Jersey, Washington bid farewell to the soldiers of the Continental Army, addressing them as one patriotic band of brothers. His most emotional farewell occurred a month later at Francis Tavern in New York. He arrived for the noon luncheon in his best uniform and found the tavern packed with his officers. His heart swelled as the last glass of brandy was poured. He swallowed hard and offered this toast: "With a heart full of love and gratitude, I now take leave of you. I most devoutly wish that your latter days may be as prosperous and happy as your former ones have been glorious and honorable." The men raised their glasses, and tears filled every eye. 4 years later, he led the effort to draft a new constitution for the young nation he had helped to bring into being. That done, Washington again sought retirement. Instead, all 69 electors voted for him to become the nation's first president. Walking on untrodden ground, he defined the role of the presidency. He established the cabinet, appointed the Supreme Court, satisfied all debts, created a national bank. He implemented an effective tax system and took personal control of the development of the 10-square-mile federal district, including the president's mansion and the capitol on the banks of the Potomac. As the presidential election of 1792 approached, Washington planned yet again to retire rather than seek a second term. But yet again, he answered the call to serve. As his second term drew to a close, he was firm in his decision that there would not be another. His last day in office was March 4, 1797. He died December 14, 1799, at age 67, after catching a cold while riding around Mount Vernon on horseback in freezing rain, snow, and hail, attending to the needs of his farms. His retirement had lasted less than 2 years, but his legacy unquestionably endures. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for November 2nd, 2020. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.